Kurukoto. That shames us all. 51 people who died at work in the last year. One worker every week in this country. That shames our parliament, it shames our country. Where is Simon Bridges? Why isn't he here today to listen to all of us? Why isn't he here to hear your stories? Why wasn't he there yesterday to hear the stories of the forestry families? And can I say, as a mother of a son, my heart goes out to you. You are so courageous. You are so brave to bring your fight to this place to give hope to other people. But that is shameful. And I'm ashamed of Simon Bridges. I heard him on the radio this morning, and he couldn't say whether he would allow his two-year-old son to go and work in the forestry industry. He was too timid to say, to put his neck on the line and say this industry is safe enough for his two-year-old son. So why does he think it's safe enough for everybody else to go and work there? Why does he think that? Why doesn't he front up and talk to you, listen to you, hear your stories? Because if he did, he'd be ashamed like he should be. He would be ashamed, and he would join the shame of this day of losing one worker every week in this country, and the 10 forestry workers who've died, not to mention those who've been airlifted by helicopter out of our bush with broken backs and broken heads. We don't hear their stories. Not to mention the two lorry drivers and two logging truck drivers who died already this year on dangerous roads in Gisborne because the government won't fund the roads properly. They're so, so dangerous. Not to mention the agriculture industry. We know 6 people have died already this year. This is shameful. Something has to change. Something has to change. What we can do, one thing we can do, is we can change the government. We can change the government. And let me tell you, I'm a Labour politician. I have 3 others beside me. Labour will regulate the forestry industry. Labour will regulate it so working men and women who go into our bush have regular hours, who have fair breaks, who get paid a fair living, who don't have to work in the dark, who don't have to work on their own, who have someone watching out for them like they used to do in the good old days in the forestry industry. Labour will regulate so it means something. We will bring back laws not only around health and safety but around workers' rights. And what I say to you about Simon Bridges that really gets my goat is he has never understood that workers' rights go hand in hand with health and safety. And while he's talking the talk about health and safety, of course doing nothing, he is trying to take away workers' rights at the same time. It's shameful. It's a shameful government. Let's get rid of it.